Did you ever make anything else out of cornmeal? Maybe that was fried or any...
Occasionally, my mother would make what she called a little fritter. But I think that was made out of flour, actually, and she put sugar in it. Had a little sweet taste to it, and she poured out real thin like you would a pancake. And then when she took it up, she'd sprinkle a little bit of sugar or cinnamon on it. And we thought that was wonderful because that would, well, I think we called it a sweet bread. And I had completely forgotten about that part.
Did you ever put anything into the cornbread, like any type of vegetables, onions, or meats, or anything?
No, it was plain cornbread.
How about grits?
Yes, we had lots of grits.
Did you grind your own?
Yes, we grind our own grits. Instead of grind it real fine for cornmeal, you let up on it and grind it larger, and there are your grits.
Would you call it grits?
Grits, yes.
When it was cooked?
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's grits.
Okay.
Grits. Can't make anything out of but grits.
How about when you left the kernel whole? Make
hominy grits. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've done that. They're soaked in something. What did she called it? A lye. Red devil lye of some sort. Some preparation. And that would eat off the husk and the outside part of that kernel. And then she'd wash and wash and wash and wash, and then cook in that big old whole grain hominy. That was wonderful.
And what about something made with cornmeal that was sort of mushy,
pudding-like? Yes, we made mush. Yes. I'd forgotten about the mush.
Was that a common thing to eat?
Yes, it was. It was
supper time, maybe.
Yes, it was. Very much so.
Okay.
But Mama was trying to fill in, needed something more, and she'd make some mush, and we loved it.
And what about on the corn stalk? What would you call the different parts? Like, there's a thing up at the very top.
Well, that's your tassel and your blades and the ear.
What about around the outside of the ears of corn?
Shucks. Silks.
Okay. Was there one kind of corn that you'd grow to feed the cows and maybe a different kind that you'd eat? Or?
Yes, there was. There was the roasting ear was a different kind of corn. And it was plucked when you could puncture a kernel and get the milk from it. And that's the kind we ate. We would cut it off in kernels or boil it or something of this nature. And the other was just plain old field corn that was fed to the animals. And that was another experience I had with this girl from Belgium. They had never eaten corn in any manner. When I started fixing it, I found out that. So I got some nice roasting ears and made cream corn one time, and oh, she loved it. She liked it a great deal, but she'd never known it that you could eat corn. And then one time I got it and boiled it, and there again, she enjoyed it. She said that was, she was going to take that idea home and make some for her dad. And I told her then, I said, man, and I forgot to tell her that it was absolutely a different kind of corn, but you'd have to make sure that you caught it when the kernel was real tender, full of milk. And evidently they only had the one variety of corn. So she wrote back and she said that he liked the French fried potatoes, but the corn was for the hogs.
Oh, but yeah, about that.
So I'm sure with that they only had the one variety of corn.
What about peanuts? Do they grow those?
Yes, we grew lots of peanuts, yes.
Did you have any different terms for those?
Except just peanuts. That's all we knew. But they, yes, we just had bushels. We grew up with the bushels.
And did you eat them or sell
them?
Them
and then we would grind them up and make peanut butter out of them.
Oh.
We never bought peanut butter.
We
made our own.
Okay.